Hello, and welcome to Royal Mystic Collective Wisdom. I'm your host, Royal Mystic, and we're here to continue our discussion on solfeggio frequencies. Today we're going to talk about sol. It's S-O-L. It is one of the solfeggio frequencies that expresses your ability to create and bring your frequency of purifying and cleansing your energy through your own self-expression. So don't we always feel better when we let ourselves go, when we're able to really, you know, communicate in our own style and not be guarded or fearful of other people's opinions? This is part of that understanding. It does allow yourself to express your wants and desires and how you want things or how you prefer things or whatever you're creating. Remember, this is the energy of creation as well. So when we're in the place of manifestation, this is a really good sound to use to detoxify yourself and allow yourself to bring in your best and highest good to yourself. So this particular frequency frequency resonates at 741 hertz. And you'll know unless this is your first time listening to me, I always have my playlist in the description part of this so that you can click on it and see some of the different things at different frequencies and how they help you. So find the things that resonate with that particular frequency if you're wanting a deeper and enhanced connection to your inner and higher self, to allow yourself to connect to divine. This one carries that vibration. It is very much about being able to give voice to things that you do want and things that you don't want. To be able to stand in your truth is a very liberating energy, and it's not always available. I mean, you know, people get fired for telling their truth. So we have to be in an understanding that this came from way before we even thought about being spiritual, right? This is ancient wisdom we're talking about here. And allowing ourselves to, I'd say, kind of stew in our own juices, right? Anytime you are not able to say what you want to say or do what you want to do, there's a resentment that starts to build up, and that's toxic. They also have the energy of having to placate others because of their big egos, or they may hold the keys to our job or our life, right? If we were to go against what we perceive that they want, understanding that what you want is much more important. And if something isn't aligning with you, then all the placation in the world isn't going to make it work. But that's up to you to learn. We all learn that lesson. Making huge exceptions and trying to recalibrate your own vibration to go into a lower frequency to meet someone else at their level, you can't keep staying there for very long. It's very hard to let yourself do that. So this is a very beautiful energy that will actually clear and purify you from radio frequency pollution, right? So like electronic devices and things like that. It is a very important thing to know. I feel like that's something I could have learned about a long time ago that would have helped, but you know, we do the best we can with what we have. Remember, one of the biggest fears of expressing yourself is rejection. And if you are fully actualized as to who you are and what your purpose is here, then there is no rejection because you're already in the right alignment and divine is working in your favor to help you move forward in life and to be everything your essence can be, and to allow yourself to fully explore your potential. That's a scary thing because it's the unknown. Don't forget, my loves, the unknown is where all the great things that you want live, right on the other side of fear, right on the other side of having to do a lot of work. Our minds tell us all these things to make us stop and not try. But the longer you linger in the energy of fear, the more likely it is that you'll not try. And what we want to already be in is the energy of success. And when you can manifest through that energy of fear and feel the success bigger and more true than the fear, that's how you break those walls down, those trap doors that we've put for ourselves. Being in the energy of soul in the 741 hertz, it allows you to let go of your ego's fear of being wrong or being in the energy of feeling ashamed or embarrassed, right? The one thing you'll find is when you realize it's all just happening for you, and you know that these lessons and challenges are coming up so that you can grow stronger and overcome them. It's all happening for you, not to you. And even the people who would be the ones to make fun of you, because God knows, you know, when when you're a person whose spiritual energy is active very early in life, there's a lot of that going on. Other kids and different people who realize you're not quite like them, they want to pick on you because standing out and being different is one of the most terrifying things to do, right? Even as an adult, right? So celebrate yourself in the energy that you have the difference. You're not just like everyone else. You're not even trying to be like everyone else. And allow yourself the strength to stand in this frequency because it is amazing. Once you can shed the feeling of being anchored or trapped by society or society's standards, there's a lot of big changes happening right now all over the world because people are standing in their truth. And they're expecting everyone else to be okay with that. And that's the whole thing is you've got to be okay with it. You've got to allow yourself to be who you are and to know what your gifts are and to move for your goals, regardless of what anybody else thinks. Because if you leave it up to everyone else, they'll make you into what they think you should be, not what you should be. And you have to be strong enough to be able to take this action. Because, my darlings, there's nothing sadder in the whole world than to never realize what your true purpose is or to allow yourself to enjoy the fruits of your life in a way that you can feel comfortable with who you are. You don't have to pretend to be someone else. You don't have to ask permission. You just stand in who you are. Now, I'm not talking about telling somebody off or cussing somebody out or, you know, being ugly. That's negative. What we're talking about here is a restorative energy of positivity in the energy of creation and detoxifying. So you definitely don't want to add more toxicity. Allowing yourself to really reset every single cell in your body. And we do these in my mystic vibe tribe. We have a membership and we do meditations with these different sounds. And the result of being able to do it has brought me down a path of opening new doors to my own abilities. It's brought me different understandings, different downloads, and being able to be unashamed of myself was the main thing that allowed me to actually step into the role of putting myself on YouTube, putting myself on here for a podcast, and to actually talk about the things that I find on my journey are the biggest aha moments. So the balance and stability that you get to be able to overcome fear and other people's opinions is unmeasurable. For the rest of everything you do that from that point forward, you're actually taking steps in stability in your path. So when we allow ourselves to really be authentic, stand in our truth, and know we are exactly who we're supposed to be, doing exactly what we're supposed to be doing, allow yourself that grace. Because when you do, that's when the real magic happens. That's when you open doors that you didn't know were there. That's when all the things that seem to have been holding you back or blocking you suddenly just turn to ether. And it's like smoke just clears. And all of a sudden, all the things that you remember about yourself start to resonate. And the things that you don't remember, the universe will remind you. Allow yourself to be very encouraging when you go through this process, because it is, it's like coming out of the dark and your eyes have to adjust, right? Being in the roles that everyone else has quantified us in, right? Mother, father, son, daughter, husband, wife, boyfriend, girlfriend, child, right? All of these roles are superficial to what your beliefs are. They don't own you. It is up to you to know what you want to resonate with. And if something doesn't resonate with you, don't force yourself into that, you know, square peg, right? Square peg in a round hole. It's not going to happen. You might jam yourself in there, but you're going to knock off your original corners. And you were made in that form for a reason. Whatever your role is, it accepts you as you are. So anybody that wants to peel you apart is not letting you be yourself, and they're not respecting your identity and your abilities. So allow yourself to understand that this frequency is really about allowing yourself to have the courage to be you unapologetically. Anything else that, you know, other people's things going on, you don't have to weigh in on. But about yourself, you must know who you are and what you stand for. And if that's askew because you've allowed other people's ideas to take over your own, you can shed them by using this sound. Remember, this sound is a reset of the resonance of your truth. So when you make this sound, you are literally calling your own soul to awaken, to allow yourself to move in the energy of divine guidance, and to give yourself permission to be who you are in this lifetime, because you were chosen to be this. And it is your perfection to be exactly who you are, or who you choose to be. Remember, you're a divine manifester. You are in the image of the divine creator. You can create. If you have an idea of what you want to be, what keeps resonating in your heart, and one of the things that kept resonating in my heart was, I know that there's more to life than this. What I was feeling was not resonating with what I believed in my heart of hearts. I didn't know how to find it. But simply the belief that there was something else led me to it. So understand, don't give in to other people's ideas if it doesn't resonate with you. I know when we're children, we have to allow other people's opinions because our parents and teachers and authority figures. But your self-expression is so important. And some people can do it without words. If you do it in artwork, paintings, books. You don't have to stand on the street corner and scream your declaration. You can do it in a way that makes a bigger impact. Remember, what gives you voice is your soul. Your soul is infinite. And that means so is your ability to communicate through it. Allow yourself to be in the place where you are happier, where you feel completely whole, where you are loved because you love. You don't have to have someone in your life that you're in a relationship with to experience love. Feel the essence of love in your heart, how you believe it should feel, and radiate that energy. Allow yourself to get into a space where you can be still and reset your energy on a daily basis if you need to, or just do it occasionally, just regularly, right? I find it's easier if I do it every day. It's just one of those things, like brushing your teeth. You want to brush your teeth every day. That's just you. Meditating allows you to shake off the plaque of life, right? So be able to move in that energy and know that this is very much identified with your throat chakra. So as you use the sound soul, see yourself opening the flower of life, the beautiful lotus blossom, and the beautiful glow of the blue light moving outward and surround your entire body, encapsulate yourself in that radiant energy of that blue. It's kind of a turquoisey color, and it is amazing to be able to sit in this energy. The card numerology is 3, and 3 is the number of expansion and growth. You can use rose quartz, snowflake obsidian, chrysocolla, and blue lace agate, to name a few. There's more. If you look up your throat chakra here on the podcast, I have that already recorded. I've got a whole bunch of different oils and crystals that you can use to help you to realign. Also foods, remember, using the foods that identify with the throat chakra. And allow yourself to really open that energy, because that is where, my darlings, that is where you speak your truth and your destiny out into the world and manifest through the words that vibrate out into the universe and come back bearing what you have called to yourself. As you sow the seeds of this beautiful energy of self-truth and self-actualization, the fruit of that returns to you, fully ripened, harvest is there, overwhelmingly abundant. So I hope that this helps to create a sense of self and release of shame, because the sound soul will also do that. It'll take away the frequency of fear and judgment of others, right? Allowing yourself to be who you are. Being unique is hard. I will not tell you a lie. It is hard. They want to knock you back down and make you be normal like everybody else. But guess what? I'm here to tell you. You don't have to be. If I can do it, you can do it. And yes, I had my times in life where I felt like the biggest weirdo because people didn't understand me and there was nobody like me. But I had my friends who saw me for who I was, and they stood with me. All you need is the belief in yourself and other people who resonate with you or see you for this beautiful, unique person that you are. They love you for that, because they are looking to you to gather their courage to move forward in the energy that you're setting the path for. So believe it or not, whether they're making fun of you or not, they're watching. They're watching to see what you do. Do not shrink back in fear, my darlings. Stand strong. Be your warrior within yourself. Be your own advocate and allow yourself to be exactly who you're supposed to be. So with that, I send you many blessings. Love, light, abundance, prosperity, healing, strength, courage, and all good things, because you deserve it. I'll see you next week. Namaste.